Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And guess what time it is? That indicates it is time for Think Game Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller of Gamut Resolution. And we're going to, you know, I'm trying to do a very little preamble because sometimes Bob's phone does weird things. So I'm shutting it right now. Here we go.
Sometimes Bob does weird things.
Yeah, I don't know. It might not be the phone. It might just be me all screwed up.
Well, we set a record, brother. We have 17 emails all asking basically the same question.
Oh, that's funny.
Is Florida's constitutional carry river bill really constitutional carry?
That's all you.
I want to knock this one right out of the way so we can move on. Yeah, we submitted a bill or a bill was submitted yesterday that offers unlicensed concealed carry. However, it does not change Florida's prohibition against open carry or the exceptions where that's allowed, basically camping, hunting, or fishing. So a lot of folks don't see this as traditional constitutional carry. I don't really care what you call it. It's unlicensed constitutional carry. I don't know what I think about the bill because I haven't read the amended version yet. And I know Florida Carry is preparing some amendments to help clean up a lot of the language. I don't know if we're going to get open carry. Open carry is what the founders had in mind when they wrote the Second Amendment. It is important to a lot of folks. I don't think I would ever open carry, but then again, the Second Amendment wasn't written, you know, as far it wasn't predicated on what I would or wouldn't do or what anybody else would or wouldn't do.
Yeah.
I would love to have full-blown constitutional carry that allows the shooter to determine whether or not he wants to carry concealed or open. That's what is in existence in 25 states right now. Florida would have part of that. We would allow unlicensed constitutional carry. Or concealed carry. I'm very happy about that because no longer will Floridians have to be fingerprinted and photographed and background checked and then have to bend the knee and beg permission from the government to sell us back our constitutional rights. And the fingerprinting and the photographing really is what really has pissed me off. We're not criminals. You don't have to get fingerprinted and photographed to go to church or to write stories. I would love to see full blown constitutional carry. But I don't know if we're going to get it. We're going to have to see how the bill does. I would point out there are other important issues that we need to clean up in the state right now. Every day that goes by, we're violating the constitutional rights of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds by not allowing them to purchase or carry concealed. And that needs to change, as do our red flag laws, which take people's guns away from them without any due process. We got a lot of work to do. I think it's early. The bill was just introduced yesterday. If you want to read it, it's House Bill 543. Just go to myfloridahouse.gov. I hope to God we can get it cleaned up. I hope we can get something on Governor DeSantis' desk that everybody can support. I know Florida Carry is going to be working hard to make that happen. And bottom line is I know the antis are already lining up in opposition to this. Gabby Giffords and the Moms Demanding Attention are already at war with the bill. So it's going to take a lot of work to get it through. I hope everybody can help regardless of what we call it. I don't care what we call it, call it Sally for all I care. But it's a big step forward. And I've always supported anything that expands our right to keep and bear arms in Florida. I just wish it could be a full blown natural 100% constitutional carry. I'm off my soapbox. Bob, you got anything to add?
No, that's pretty much it. And that's what I was going to say. That's why we have you. Keep writing about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a work in progress, brothers.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get it done. I want to talk about something that you're big on, about the combat mindset. You've stressed this more than any other instructor I've ever been associated with. Can you talk a little bit about what to you constitutes the combat mindset for a shooter, for a civilian?
I'm surprised you said I do that a lot. I don't know if we talked about it in the class. Well, I'm always asked that, like, mindset-wise.
We've lost a good connection.
Are you kidding me? I can hear you guys fine.
You're a little garbled.
That just might be me speaking.
Actually, now he's cleaned up, though.
I know. It's like, I don't know. Anyway.
What's up? Bill, you got me.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, mindset, I mean, I don't really talk about it. It's part of my class, but I'm always asked about mindset. And my mindset should be in, I mean, you have to, it's hard to train for, like, mind, I guess, you have the right mindset, but if you're talking about, if anyone could have the right mindset for his whole career and then finally get in a gunfight and still not like it. Like, I think a proper mindset does or can help you in your first situation. But, I mean, literally, it comes down to each individual. I mean, you could have the best mindset for 20 years, like always wanting to be in that situation and not caring if you get shot. And then first time you get shot at, it might go right out the window and you just don't like it. Right? Like when it comes to actually getting shot at and almost dying or being in a situation where you can die, no one's going to know if they like it or not until they have been in that situation. I would think a good mindset would be, and like I said, it might help you in first time you're ever in a situation how would you say, just live your life expecting that's going to happen. Like expecting that you're going to get in a gunfight every day and accepting the fact that you're going to get shot or die every day. And if you can truly believe that in your head, like you're just expecting it every single day and almost not being a bad person and wanting it to happen, like, or like looking for it to happen, but you should almost every day, if you want to be a good gunfighter, you should want it to happen. Like, you're not only expecting it to happen, but you're wanting it to happen. And that goes back to just the whole beginning of, like, shooting on the range, building that confidence. The more confidence you have, the more you're going to want to use it, right? I mean, you shouldn't just, like, I don't want people being bad Americans and going out looking for a fight and looking for a gunfight, but you almost, like, that. The right mindset should be every single day, expecting it's going to happen and kind of wanting it to happen. So when it does happen, like if you believe that in the back of your head, you have that much confidence, when it actually does happen for the first time, instead of being scared, you're going to be like, all right, this is my opportunity. Well, this is what I've trained. This is what I've trained for my whole life.
Hold up right there. We're coming up on the first break. Think Aim Fire is a joint production. It is it's Lee Williams, investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. For armedamericannews.com and for thegunwriter.substack.com. And Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions, well, let's just say Bob has a lot of experience with some of the things he talks with everything he talks about, and sort of the premier source for that kind of info. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And you were in the middle of answering a question when I had to crassly interrupt you to go to break. So
these darn breaks, Bill.
Well, it's radio, okay? I mean, it's you know, I wish I ran something like Gamut Resolutions where they walk into me and say, "Shut up, take my money, and teach me how to gunfight." But
no intermissions there. Yeah, you're right. So. Yeah, so I was talking mindset. I mean, it is you need to have the right mindset. What is that going to be? It could be different for everyone, but that's why I think, like, universal to everyone, like, just always, if you are a concealed carry person, every day wake up and put that gun on your belt. You got to be expecting what's going to happen and accepting what's going to happen if you get a gunshot or what could happen.
You know, it's weird. Before, long decades before I ever met you, back when I had a badge in my belt, every car I stopped as a policeman, I had the mindset that I'm going to shoot the driver. I'm going to have to shoot the driver. And I was ready to do it. And I'd walk up and of course, then you see their hands and there's nothing in their hands. Then you can back down. But every single stop was, I was ready to go.
Yeah. I think that's how it definitely should be.
I love that idea, brother. I think that could really save a lot of lives. It might sound harsh, but you know, this is real world type stuff here. You have the standing to talk about, you know, how to survive a gunfight because you've been in a few hundred of them.
Yeah. Well, I think having the right mindset too does help with training. Cause if you have that mindset of, okay, I truly believe it's going to happen today, like, and I might lose my life today. Well, if you truly believe that every single day, wouldn't that kind of give you motivation to go to the range and be the best gunfighter that you could be?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? So, now, in your context, the kind of gunfights you've been involved in have been the kind where you can't run away, where you actually have to press it, you have to push in, and you have to sort of take an objective, right?
Yep.
So, in a civilian setting, this is really, I mean, besides the fact that you do have rounds coming your way and somebody's trying to take your life and all those other sundry things that come along, in actuality, as far as the things you're going to have to be executing, you get to really go tunnel vision on them and sort of give them your complete and total attention, which could be very bad for them, right?
That for, you're talking the person defending themselves getting tunnel vision?
No. Well, You, Bob Keller. So, like, Bob Keller, who's been in small unit tactics, firefights all over the place and everything, where you're having to fight on various fronts, and, you know, it's not just about what's in front of you, it's what's to the left, what's to the right, what might be behind you, what's flanking you, and all this other stuff.
Yep.
All of those things in a self-defense encounter, those things become completely mooted. And you get to give the assailant your complete and total undivided attention, which I would imagine is... Is that what you have done really prepares you for the civilian eventuality is what I'm saying?
I think what you're saying is if a person in a civilian situation that hasn't trained or isn't trained up to the point where they should be, gets in the situation, all they see is the assailant. They're not looking left, looking right, knowing what's still left, right, beyond the target. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm just saying that in most cases, the type of gunfight that you would probably find yourself, unless you walk in on a terrorist attack or something, which I would...
Yeah, you're talking, it's just going to be one person.
This guy just wants your pickup truck.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, even if it's just one person, you still got to have that situation one that's had a shooter, because... Like if you are in a situation where it's either left or right behind your target and you don't see that 6-year-old kid behind the target or to the right or left, and now you start engaging and that kid drove across, you know, your line of fire, that could be bad, right?
Right.
I mean, just because you're going up against one person, and you know that's the only bad guy there, that doesn't mean you can get tunnel vision or target fixation. You've got to be switched on. That's where the shooting side is so important. That's why I just keep the basics, because people don't realize like how much stuff there's going on in a gunfight, and how much you should be aware of everything going on in a gunfight, even if it's only one person. Because it gets hectic. And when it comes to the shooting, that has to be the second nature. If you're that person for the first time in a gunfight, your training needs to be so spot on that if you come out of the holster, you're getting to the trigger where it needs to be perfect. Both left hand, right hand getting on the gun where it needs to be, the trigger press being perfect. That has to be like just second nature. You can't be thinking about that. And your brain needs to be thinking 100% of the situation in front of you. So you can actually, you know, so you're not getting tunnel vision. You open up your field of view so you can see everything else going on. And it's huge on target. Because when shooting starts, even though you might not have someone, like other people right next to you initially, well, people freak out when they hear gunfights. That's when people start running left and right and all over the place. So you have to be aware of that. And that and just goes down to going to range, like knowing how to shoot, and letting it go to autopilot when something bad happens so you can actually think about the situation. What are people doing around you? It's a big deal.
All right. It's also liberating if you can get those type of skills, because then you're absolutely right. You know the shooting's going to work. You don't even think about your gun. It's up and ready to go, be it a handgun or a carbine. And you can focus solely on the problem. And as you said, the chess match. You don't have to worry about drawing and making sure the safety, you know, manipulating the safety or any of that crap.
You're not thinking about the shooting part, and your brain is thinking of the situation in front of you. Well, if it's not dialed in towards a straight up muscle memory for your right hand to get perfectly on the gun from the holster and then come out in that left hand to be perfectly on the gun, under stress, you know, good chance you grip that thing lightly and don't have both hands on the gun where it needs to be, such as a pistol, good chance you're gonna limp wrist it. Causing malfunctions, right? I mean, all that stuff just needs to happen. Second nature. Just needs to be an autopilot.
Coming up on the next break, this is Think Aim Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams, who is fighting the constitutional carry, permitless carry fight right now in Florida. And he's also the investigative reporter at Armed American News, Second Amendment Foundation, and gunwriter.substack.com. And Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions, where he will teach you how to shoot bad people on a bulk basis. It'd be like going to Costco. Gunfighting from Costco. I like that. I like that whole visual of that. I do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Tyre Nichols being laid to rest in Memphis, Tennessee. A photo montage of the 29-year-old, the first thing shown at his funeral. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with police during a traffic stop, which left him severely injured. No classified documents were found in President Biden's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. White House counsel Ian Sam says the president has been nothing but cooperative on the classified documents issue.
I think we've been pretty transparent from the very beginning with providing information as it occurs throughout this process.
The FBI search, part of the ongoing investigation into the discovery of classified documents in a Biden-Washington think tank office and in his Wilmington residence. More flight delays for two Texas-based airlines. American says a quarter of its flights have been canceled so far today. Southwest announcing one-fifth of its daily flights have been scrapped. Icy weather in Texas is to blame. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And Lee, you got more questions?
We got great questions. Stuart from Montana wants to know, he says, I've heard Bob mention vehicle work several times now. What exactly does this mean? Oh, good question.
Like in what context? Like me doing vehicle work? Vehicle tracker?
Yeah. You doing vehicle work?
Probably when I just mentioned percentage of like stuff to like what I'm working on. I can't remember when I was talking about vehicle work, but it's just doing vehicle drills in and out, like inside the vehicle, outside the vehicle, shooting from the vehicle, shooting into the vehicle, shooting around the vehicle. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay. Have you shot from inside the vehicle through glass?
Yes.
How badly does that change the trajectory of the round?
I'm sure. Yeah, you can go. People go crazy about the deflection on glass. I mean, I don't think you can deny there would be some deflection if it's a longer range shot.
Right.
You know, but close in wise, especially. Shooting a guy in the vehicle from outside, like the bullet, yeah, could it deflect? Yes, it could. Did I ever get caught up in that? No. Some of the guys that I work with would get really kind of nerd out on the ballistics. What's the best round to use in certain vehicles? Well, I mean, you can't. What if ballistics? Or you can't, that wouldn't be what it is. Like having the ballistics on every single vehicle to know every situation. Like what round to use for what certain vehicle and certain metal and certain glass or vehicle, there'd be no way. Like to predict that. Unless you were following the car and then you went out and did work on that exact car.
Yeah.
But I did not, I did not train for deflection. I mean, for me, my initial couple shots from inside the vehicle, outside, and we weren't doing any long range stuff, shooting from inside anyhow. I never noticed that big of a difference, not to the point where I was missing the target. And by the time you shot two or three rounds through the window anyhow, you got a pretty much a pretty good hole. But I never say that there's not a possibility of having that and missing the target. I mean, there's a possibility after that. It's like vehicle work. People go crazy on the vehicle work and using, I think, what do they call them, pillars, like yeah. the perfect spots behind the vehicles. I don't. Universal training and having the best spots that you could possibly have. Yeah, there are spots that are hard points on vehicles, but when it comes down to using vehicles for real, I mean, you could be behind the worst spot in the vehicle and not get shot, or be behind the best part of the vehicle and get shot. Like you don't, when that round is going through both sides of the car, I mean, look at the pieces, like the hard piece of metal, like a hit. And ricochet off. You know, it can be going straight through, and then all of a sudden, at the last hits a piece of metal of the door handle mechanism, and then go due right, and you're behind the front tire, and then you get shot. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no absolute.
Like, I mean, there is no perfect spot behind the vehicle that's going to keep you safe. There's always possibility of around ricochet or turning, so.
Doors have always intrigued me because there's some of the doors have those metal panels in there that won't let a round go through. Like they armored the locking mechanism, so making it difficult to slim jim.
Right,
but
right,
then,
right.
Then there's doors that you can punch through with a 22, you know?
Yeah.
I would say there's no absolutes. Am I wrong?
There's no absolutes. I mean, that's exactly what I was trying to say. You can train and know the best parts of the vehicle. When it comes down to it, if you're stuck behind a vehicle, it's a crappy situation.
Next question, anonymous. I'm looking for a long range bolt gun, but I can't decide between 308, 6.5 Creedmoor, and 300 Win Mag. Any suggestions you'd care to offer? That's what our sniper called member. Answer that one.
It's definitely not me. I don't know. Yes, I was the snake on my SF team, but we shot the 308. I was not on recce. That's the unit. It's been easily over 20 years since I've done any kind of sniper shooting. I'm the last person to ask on rifles. People always ask me that too, and I'm like, I have no idea. I mean, that'd be something like, I think we had him on the show before. Remember Nate?
Yeah.
So he was in recce, and he's one of those guys that you ask him about anything long range. I mean, he'll talk to you for 3 hours about it. I'm not that guy. Bill, do you know any? Are you?
Oh no. No,
I mean, long-range stuff.
If something's that far away, if something's that far away, I'm probably not going to engage it unless it notices.
That's really why I never got into it after when I went to the unit. I was just an assaulter, so there was no need for that. So yeah, I wish I had an answer for it, but I don't.
Yeah, I would, as a civilian, I'd look at ammo availability and price. If you're going to be doing a lot of it, I know 308 is probably cheaper than 6.5 and 300 Win Mag. I don't know what's even available now. I don't shoot long range either. So that's always an answer.
I'd say whoever asked that question, you could email me and I can get you in touch with one of my buddies. He could probably give you a lot of answers on that.
Yeah. Quick question. Surefire or Streamlight? That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, you want to take that one?
Me?
I like them both. I like Streamlight on my pistols, especially the new TLR 7A, because it's small, and I have a Surefire Scout on my carbine because it's dependable. I would say, you know, you're going to pay more for Surefire, obviously, but the main thing you want to look at is both of those lights have metal housings. And I think that's important to tell. I've seen guys with plastic pistols pistol lights break them, and I've seen guys with plastic cased lights on the rifle break them. I would say both Streamlight and Surefire are dependable. Like I said, you're going to pay a lot more for Surefire. Bob, you're running Surefire on your rifle, right?
Yeah, that's what I did use operational. I haven't really tried many other ones. But to me, it's not the brand. It's kind of what you were saying. It's what's going to be reliable.
Yeah. And
to me, I'm going to go with something smaller, more so than what the brightest light power. Like to me, I don't need to light up a whole house from 100 yards.
Right.
Like built-in wires, and the blooms or whatever, or they, you know, they go up like, they're crazy now, but it's five, kind of a bigger light.
10,000, man.
To me, that's not that big a deal as long as I can see a person, and that's as bright as it needs to be. I go for lightness and something small, and then of course, first off, it needs to be reliable. Get something that's going to stay on the gun and work.
Yeah, I like around 150, 200 lumens. I've searched a lot of buildings. Anything more than that, I mean, when you get up into 500 or 1,000 lumens, I want to see the guy. I don't want to give him an X-ray, okay?
Yeah. Hold on right there. We got this as a last break coming up, and we're talking to Lee Williams, investigative reporter, and Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions. This is Think, Aim, Fire. They're the big Q&A. It's become a Q&A thing, which I think is stupendous because some of these questions I would never think to ask. So we got one more segment with them to discuss that with. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Lock and Load, and this is Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller, and they were just talking flashlights. And what's next, sir? What's next?
Well, let me just put a cherry on that one. I've tested a lot of them, especially some of the stuff you get from China. I know I tested the Olights, and the price is right on the Olights. They're metal housing. They're nice and light. But the two I've tested quit. I mean, they just stopped. When mounted to my car lead. And I don't care what the price is badass they look.
Yeah. I've tested a few of those myself, and the biggest problem I have with them is that if you actually use them on the brightest setting, that's a very short amount of time, and then it's going to go, if it's 2,000 lumens, it's going to go down to about 200 in about 5 minutes. And
what I do like on those is that you can charge them with the USB.
Yes.
But I think that somehow you give up reliability. Okay, I've been waiting to ask this. I had this last week and we didn't have time. Could you please ask Bob to talk about the tactical beard? I took his class. He talked about it, and it's hilarious. Bob, you're a big believer in the tactical beard, aren't you, in a lot of tattoos?
The tactical beard?
The one statement, right? Everyone always asks about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing against beards. I have nothing against tattoos. The only thing, so Bill was, there have been listeners, I don't know, a long time ago on one of my videos I just put out that, it's not scary beards, a lot of tattoos and big muscles that make you a good gunfighter, everyone always serves like, thought I was against beards and tattoos. I'm not against that. I'm just saying you can look like the toughest guy in the world. That doesn't mean you're going to be a good gunfighter. That doesn't mean you're going to like gunfighting. That's all I'm talking about. Like, it has nothing to do with scary beards and scary tattoos. Nothing against that at all, but that's not going to make you tough. Which I think, a lot of people see that and like, oh, this guy must be a tough guy. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter who you are. Some people are going to like getting shot at. Some people aren't. And big beards and tattoos aren't going to make you like it. That's all I'm talking about.
I just thought they all wanted to be in ZZ Top.
People always ask me that. What do you got against beards? I have nothing against beards.
Well, I love it. I think it's funny because I know you still get a lot of questions about it. But, 100%. beards and tattoos don't really make you a badass. I go by, I always look at one of your forefathers in the unit, who was this really smallish bookworm looking EOD dude. He was one of the original guys Beckwith picked to be in that unit.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know who I mean? I forget his name.
No, I don't know. But yes, there's guys there that there's no way. Like, you look at them, like, there's no way. This guy's a good operator, and they're just straight up athletes, straight up no fear at all on target. But you look at them, you look at them dressed as a civilian and be like, oh, this guy's weak, or he's a nerd, or he wouldn't be able to cut it in a gunfight. That is not the case. That's what I always say. I mean, some people like it, some people don't. Doesn't matter who you are or what you do or what your mindset's been. Until you've actually been in a gunfight, you're not going to know. And some of the guys there don't look the part, and they are 100% the part. No fear at all. And it's awesome seeing that.
Right. Yeah, you can't judge a book by its cover, man.
No.
I've seen Lee's carbine in numerous pictures. Okay, so I've published a few photos. How is Bob set up? Is this what he'd take to war? Anonymous.
Yes, that's why I built it that way.
What do you got on it?
100%. That's what I mean.
Okay, pretty much it. And a dot?
So I mean, if you see, well, they're talking about the gun you were showing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you have on here. If I was going back to war, obviously I'd have a laser on there and be shooting at night with knobs. And then I always had a white light on there. And then just how I had my trigger set up for my light and my laser. I mean, that was. And then I would always go red dot.
You had an EOTech?
Yeah, I ran an EOTech my whole career. Well, my whole gunfighting career, I shot EOTech. Then I switched to the LCO when I got out.
I think the only difference on mine is I went with the EOTech. Obviously, I love it. I never shot anything as good. And I think I put a magnifier on one of the 3X magnifiers. That's about the only difference right now between ours.
Yeah.
I like the magnifier.
I think I tried the magnifier once or twice and just for one, I never used it. And then because I never used it, it was just it added weight and bulkiness to the gun. So that's what I'm always asked to. Put the tree behind there. Is it worth it? There's nothing wrong with it at all. It just for me, I never used it. And it really came down to just keeping the gun as slick as I could.
And I will tell you, I really enjoy the hell out of your sling that you designed. That thing, once you get accustomed to the fact that it's not the big bulky leather belt type thing that we're used to, and it's limp, it stays out of the way, it doesn't bunch up or bind up. That thing is really well designed. Are you selling a lot of those?
It doesn't saw your head off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty darn simple, just like everything I do, and that is for a reason. When it comes down to wearing stuff for 18 hours at a time or 12 hours at a time, every ounce counts. So,
I would highly recommend that. You can get that at Audi Gear or on Bob's website, gamutresolutions.com. I was prepared to like it because we're pals, but man, let me tell you, I get a lot of questions about that. And
well, guys that have
tried it on, tried my rifle on, they're like, oh man, this doesn't bind. It's like Bill said, it doesn't take your head off. And it's just light as hell.
Yep.
Yet, I think I could swing from the damn thing. It's so strong.
Well, that thing, I always see everybody switching around to where it's just hanging from their neck. It'll be over one shoulder and down one side. But when they start wanting to put it up and put it to actually run it, they're hanging it around their head. And I've tried a few of them. And I mean, if I had to like switch from left to right, I just would have strangled myself doing it or cut my head off or that one is nice, and like you said, it's flexible, and at the same time, it's not going anywhere. I carry it in the truck in case I have to pull somebody out of the ditch.
You know, no kidding. I mean, when you think about it, what we're used to, especially, you know, you enlist and you get the basic training, you got that big black piece of crap. This is really the way to go. I you can tell it's designed by a gunfighter, brother.
No, it's good. Good to hear. Good to hear that you guys like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to come up with some more gear that we can get for free.
I agree.
You know what I'd like for you to do? And we got very
good suggestion.
So, I would like to see, gosh, what do they call that thing? That I'd like to see something that we can, that folds up really small, that I can throw into like a backpack, a small bag, a camera bag, that holds ammunition that I can pull out and drape across me, like a, some sort of a, like a real modern bandolero or something.
Just a small chest ring? Yeah, that's basically what it would.
Yeah, just something. I mean, it's not about how big it is on me. It's how big it is when it's stored, because I'm not walking around downtown
without it.
But I may want to deploy.
Yeah, I would second that, Bob. You should come up with a chest rig.
Well, I did. I helped.
Well, that's his homework.
Well, check out Audi Gear, because Audi Gear just came out with a chest rig other than their plate carrier, and that one I helped design. So
okay,
there you go.
Well, we've run out of time.
OTTE Gear.
Audi Gear. Yes. Yep. We'll go check that out. Thank you for joining me today, guys.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Take care, guys.
Lee Williams.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
Bob Keller, Gamut Resolutions. Coming up next. Well, hour number two is inbound, looming just over the horizon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.